Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now. Welcome to another edition of the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. I'm Mark Haywood with Kyle Alexander of Mach 1 Financial Group serving you in Northwest Arkansas. And in an effort to better serve you, we like to take your listener questions from time to time. You can, of course, submit them on the website mach-1financial.com. That's mach-1financial.com. And today, Kyle, I got a couple of good questions. And the first one I want to take is from Rogers in Centerton, Arkansas. And Roger says, I've had some losses in my IRA recently. Nothing huge, but it still makes me a little nervous. My broker says he's not worried about it because everything goes up in the long run. But I'm 60 years old, and I'm not sure he understands my sense of urgency. Is he right? Should I just chill out?
Wow, Mark, that's a really good question, and I have to tell Roger this. I'm really glad that you asked about this particular situation because it brings up a couple of key thoughts. The number one thing you mentioned, Roger, was that your broker said. So historically, brokers are only held to do what is reasonably prudent, if you will, for the client, not necessarily what is in the client's best interest. And there is a pretty large distinction. So I'll stop there and say that a financial advisor, which is what David and I are, you know, we're an investment advisor representative. We always have to and always have had to do what is in the client's best interest because we are fiduciary. So let me move on to your actual question. If you're 60 years old and your broker has 100% of your investments in risky stocks, one might suspect that he or she perhaps is not considering all the factors needed to do what is in your best interest. I don't know you, but at age 60, you might only have 5 to 7 working years left to recover from a significant investment loss. You know, and just as an example, if you'd had a 401k in 2008 during the Great Recession, you know that 30 to 40% losses were not uncommon. You also know that it probably took you about 5 years to get back to even or to par somewhere, let's say around 2013, if you had a 401k that lost 30 to 40%. So if that type of event happens when you're 60 years old and you're almost ready to retire, that's a problem. So again, I don't know your situation, but I can tell you that if your advisor or broker is being dismissive of your concern and they are not asking you to meet with them at least a few times a year, you might not be getting the best advice you could for your situation. The old rule of investing says that if you're 60 years old, you need 60% of your assets in conservative investments and about 40% of those assets in the market. That's a rule of thumb, but it's there for a reason. And I leave that thought with you to maybe say, perhaps pick up the phone, ask this question again. If you don't get the right answer, you don't get an answer that you're comfortable with, it might be time to perhaps look at some other options, and we'd certainly be willing to listen to your concerns. And certainly, we wouldn't be dismissive of those, perhaps as other people may be in your situation.
Yeah, Roger, thank you for your question. And if you'd like to come in for a visit with the guys, you can call them at 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. And I want to get to one more question. This is an interesting scenario, Kyle, that Bill is in. Bill is from Rogers. And like I said, interesting scenario. He says, I was planning to work for one more year and then retire. But now I'm hearing that we might have some layoffs and I could be offered a severance package equal to 1 year's salary. So that actually seems like it might would be great news since I was only going to work 1 year anyway. Am I dumb for hoping that I get laid off?
Wow, Bill, that's both a good and bad situation.
It's kind of bizarre, isn't it?
It is. Well, I mean, we hear about that a lot here in Northwest Arkansas with the vendor community and certainly Walmart. And there's a lot of things going on. I mean, the economy is constantly changing in retail, so these things happen from time to time. And, Bill, I don't know your real financial situation, but let's make some assumptions to help come up with an answer because I want to give you an answer. So let's say you're 62 or 63 and you have quite a bit of financial wherewithal, some decent retirement savings that you can use to bridge the gap between now and your Social Security full retirement age, plus you really hate your job. Well, then I'd say you're probably right to want to get that early retirement package from your company and just call it quits. You know, that's a whole different scenario. Almost certainly that's going to be the case if you're 64 or older. I would say that this is really age dependent. It's also dependent on your financial wherewithal, right? I think that has a lot to do with it. So if you're 58, on the other hand, and you're still trying to urgently put away money for retirement, then this whole idea of that package is probably a dangerous emotion. Perhaps you don't like your job and you just want to take the money and run. And certainly that's something you can do, and maybe go out and find a job that pays a little less and you don't have to work as hard and not be as stressed. I don't know, but these are things that you can obviously consider. Certainly I'd love to visit with you and evaluate your specific situation and look at your financial picture as a whole to discover the best approach. And if you do have a choice and you're not being forced to take the package, I urge you to sit down with a financial planner or somebody you trust who does this for a living and come up with a plan. And I think that I just can't stress that enough, because the situation is this. If you don't understand the math for your retirement and you make a hasty decision when one wasn't necessary, you may come to regret it later. And I just don't want that to happen to you. And we have all kinds of tools that can help you with that situation, and more than happy to sit down and do that at absolutely no charge. And and ultimately, if you were my dad, my grandfather, or just a good friend, that's one thing I would recommend that they do, regardless of whether they see me or see somebody else. Just get some guidance. Don't make the wrong decision, especially if you have an option.
Great questions from Roger and Bill today. And as always, we'd love to take your listener questions. Thanks, Kyle, for making the time to kind of go through some of those. Absolutely. I know you enjoy kind of serving your listeners and clients out there. And if you have a question, you can submit it to mock-1financial.com. That's mock-1financial.com. Or maybe you'd like to come in for a visit. Kyle, I know you talked about having lots of tools to go through some of these seemingly bizarre situations and figure out what's best for each person. What's that look like?
Yeah, Mark, that's pretty easy. I mean, we provide complimentary consultations on a regular basis to people with all kinds of questions. And we have clients from all ends of the spectrum, from folks with $20,000 to folks with millions of dollars. And quite honestly, for us, it's about helping people who are interested in being helped. And if you're one of those people and you want to go to a non-threatening environment to ask some difficult questions about your financial picture, then you've come to the right place if you call us. We're not going to harass you. And if you decide not to become a client, you know, and you say, hey, we're good, I have the information I need, that's fine too. We've come to expect people from all walks of life in this career path that we've chosen. And ultimately, if we've helped somebody make the right decision, then they're better off for it. And ultimately, so is society. So no worries there. Sure. Hopefully we can get a couple of calls and see some folks and help a few people make some good decisions.
Yeah, if you're a current client, maybe you have a situation that's changed recently from the last time you were in, or you know, maybe you found us online, maybe on the Google Play Store, and you're hearing this for the first time thinking that you have some questions you'd like to get addressed. I promise the guys don't bite. It's just a friendly conversation to help you figure out what works for your specific situation. So give them a call, come in for a visit, 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. Well, Kyle, that's about all we got today, so I would encourage you to tune in for the next Mach 1 Market Moment podcast. Investment advisory services are offered through Capel Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the Commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.